escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fly ball to left field.
Man, I love listening to that. Like, that's
another chill moment, you yes. know? We had Lanny on earlier with the Brian Giles, yes. and that one with Michael McHenry.
Michael McHenry, the fort. He's only on the phone today. Otherwise, we'd certainly remove the Bob bobblehead to show Michael McHenry on our YouTube channel. Michael,
that would be an upgrade if you did it. Get rid of that and put Michael on.
Yes, it would. No, Bob, your bobblehead looks great. A lot of people are now saying it looks like Jay Caulfield, however. Do you agree with that?
It could be, and that's a compliment. Jay's a handsome man. I'll take that.
I think so. Michael, we had an unbelievable moment just seconds ago. Would you like to hear about this?
I would love to hear about it, and I don't know if you can beat the pomp bobblehead. I'm being honest. I mean, I think that's just the A-plus guaranteed quality content you need.
You're coming in and out. Are you driving right now?
I am. I wish I was driving you guys, but I'm not.
Limits. I think we're going to need to readjust there. Can you take care of that situation?
Yeah, I'll try to do that right now.
We can't really hear Michael. Bob, this whole deal with prominent pirates making their voices heard. Let's hope Bob Nutting is listening. That came from Jason Mackey's column today. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking that he's not. He really, if all the things that have happened to this point in his entire tenure haven't moved him, would Paul Skeens speaking up move him? Bob Nutting controls Paul Skeens for the next 4 years of his career.
Yes, but it is Paul Skeens, and it's an opportunity. Let's say that he's really interested in making as much money as he can, and he should as an owner, fine. But the way he's gone about it, not the way any of us would do it. However, if you have a Paul Skeens on your side and you have some other good young pitchers like Chandler, like Jones and others who, you know, Barco, if you want to include him on that too, you have a chance to do something here. So winning is still the best promotional item there is in my book. You could put everything out there. It doesn't matter. It's winning that counts. And winning will make more money for you in the short term and long term. All of a sudden, the valuation, which goes up anyway, will go up even more, I think.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute, at least last night's win. But first, do we have Michael back, Limits?
We got him.
All right, Michael.
I'm back, guys.
We're going to play for you a clip. This is Bob reading a commercial, and sometimes when I yawn, sound comes out
it's
of me.
It's not a yawn, Ford. It's not a, it is a scary thing. It's like a scream. It's like an animal who's just been attacked in the night.
It sounds like a mating cat is what it sounds like. So, Michael, I want you to listen to this and then analyze it the way you would and the way you do every night, you know, certain hitters or things like this. This is what happened.
Every single time. And it's one of the biggest reasons why. And you heard Joe just yelp. He's excited about it himself.
One more time for Michael.
It's one of the biggest reasons why. And
Michael?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm subjected to this every single day. And it comes out of nowhere and it scares me.
I can't help it. It just flies out. Let's go one more time so Michael can get a good grasp of it.
I hear it in my nightmares.
Biggest reasons why.
Are you getting violated? Like, what's happening? Are you okay?
Hey, I have to concentrate hard when I hear that. You know, I'm trying to do something here, some business for West Shore Home, and all of a sudden that comes at me.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, Pop. I mean, honestly, like, I mean, you have ice in your veins to be able to handle that, because, I mean, that sounds like a meerkat mating. I'm not sure what's happening.
It actually does, Bob. My neighbor raises cats, and that's in the middle of the night, you'll hear something just like that. I mean, it's incredible. I mean,
it's one of the biggest reasons why. And you.
Again?
Are one of the biggest reasons what, Bob?
What?
What were you just going to say?
I said one of the biggest reasons why you should go for home improvement at West Shore Home.
But oh, okay.
You interrupted the whole thing. And I know. Reasons why. And-
Sorry, Michael. Stop at limits. Let's get to baseball. How about the home plate umpire last night, Michael? He was horrible.
Oh,
he had
goodness.
Tommy Pham doing bat flips. He had the Milwaukee or the Toronto manager freaking out. He had Andrew McCutchen. What do you do when you get an ump that bad?
Well, I think he was having a hard time focusing due to the fact that, you know, the night before he heard that same sound at his hotel, so he didn't get much sleep. He had a hard time seeing the pitch as well. He was just thinking about that meerkat in the room next door.
Seriously, though, when a guy's that bad, how do you handle it as a catcher? What do you do?
Oh, I feed into it. I absolutely get this guy on my side, make sure that I'm the one getting the 24-inch plate and the other team's not. So that's the biggest key. You've got to kind of fluff these guys along and make sure that they know that they're absolutely incredible when they miss those calls, and that they've done a great job sticking with that pitch that was about 6 inches off the plate. So hopefully you get the rest of the day.
So you go the opposite of the way some maybe college basketball coaches go or pro basketball when they ride these guys and ride them hard and thinking that will switch them so the next call goes for them. You go the kill them with kindness route, eh?
100%. I try to make sure, hey, you're doing a great job. Way to stay with that pitch. You really got in on that one. I really like how you called that. You know, you have a great call, too, by the way. I think you should maybe think about doing the bow and arrow next time. You just kind of just play it all in.
I do like that idea as well. Michael, we're seeing Connor Griffin being promoted here. And I heard you guys talking about him. I think it was last night or the day before. What are the Pirates going to be getting here? And you've been adamant that this guy could arrive as early as next season, yes?
Yes. I mean, you know, I was just talking to KY, and we were trying to figure out a prospect of his status with the numbers he's put up. And he brought up Chipper Jones. Mm. And that's a bold, bold statement. But, I mean, honestly, like, think about it. This guy could be a 20-60 guy, 20 home runs, 60 stolen bases. And he's going to score 100 runs and probably drive in 90. It is remarkable what he's doing. It's unprecedented. He's the number one prospect. If you go back and look at what the number one prospect or even the top five have done over the last 5 years in all of baseball, they're all bona fide all-stars for the most part. So I'm not saying he's going to be an all-star, but I'm saying he's going to be an all-star.
Wow. And you have every reason to say it based on what we've seen. He's on a pretty rapid rise here. So, yeah. What does he have to do in Double A so that by the end of the year and then going into next year, maybe he starts at Triple A? Can that happen? Do you think that will happen?
Yeah, I think he's going to be, you know, finish obviously the year in Double A, and then he'll probably go to the Fall League. And depending on how all that goes, how his swing recognition goes, how he kind of finishes out the season when it comes to his physicality. This guy's a big kid, and you always wonder, you know, in high school they play 50 games max.
and then they play 30, 40 in the summer. So that's about 90 games that they're playing. Well, he's going to get up to 140, and you want to see how he responds. Then you get him in the fall league, he plays another 30, 40. So now you're in an area like, okay, so can he make it through this, and how does he respond from that? Then he comes into spring training, and I'm going to put handcuffs on him at all. I don't know where he'll start next year because that's how good he is. And we have a great example with Roman Anthony with the Boston Red Sox. He got up, I think, mid-May, early June, and he's on a playoff caliber team, hitting 280 with three homers, 23 RBIs, doing some big things. And that's kind of the comp I see for Griffin. The only difference is one's a shortstop, one's an outfielder.
Micah McHenry on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Michael, it was good to see Henry Davis have a good game, but man, that average is stuck at 173. I'm having a hard time phrasing my question. How does this guy get to the point where he could be an everyday player? Like, what do you see when you watch him hit?
One is he's got to decide if he's going to adapt with the game or kind of live and die with what he's been doing. He's put up big numbers in the minor leagues. It just has not translated to the big leagues. He hits really deep in his legs, which is very difficult to do as a catcher, and he's really close to the plate after he dives in. So some of the adjustments I see is him backing off the plate, maybe trying to figure out, you know, how do I not dive in as much, but if he backs off the plate, I think that'll help. Maybe get out of the legs just a tick. He's got to find a way to produce more at the plate. He's doing an incredible job behind the plate. We talked about him helping Majinski make an adjustment by moving sides of the rubber. He constantly is having his presence felt as a defender, but it's very difficult to see a guy, you know, hitting 173, 178 in the big leagues and saying, yeah, that's our everyday guy.
But he's really made, you know, the beginning of this whole process, people were questioning his defense, not so much the offense. They said, well, for him to be an everyday catcher, which is why he was floating in right field and other position, you know, thoughts there. But what has he done to take that reputation that he wasn't all that great of a catcher into being, I think, a really good defensive catcher, one of the better ones? And what does he have to do to use that same strategy to help him in the batter's box?
You know, I think if he could take his brain out, Gene Lamont said, hey, Henry, have you ever just thought about looking for the pitch down the middle? And he ended up getting two hits that game. And I think that's kind of the approach. I think as a catcher, he's extremely articulate, understands the game almost to a point where it can be hurtful, especially at the plate. So maybe just take a simpler approach at the plate. And something that always helped me was, how can I serve more so I could think less? And I think that'd be a mentality that could really help him, because he obviously loves his pitchers, loves serving them. So how can I serve more so I can think less? Maybe something he could generate some really good swings and some better thought processes at the plate.
Michael, we saw Kyle Nicklaus ramp it up to 100 miles an hour last night. Sometimes he has control problems. What do you see for his future? Because a guy with an arm like that, I would think he has one.
You brought it up. Perfect way to put it is, can he throw enough strikes? If he could throw enough strikes, he's got, I mean, ridiculous stuff. I comp him to Glasenow. I mean, the way the ball jumps out, the big frame, the athletic movements that he has, he looks just like Glasenow. And he throws a curveball that is honestly unhittable. You can look at the numbers. They are just dismal how low they are. That's year after year. It's, can he throw enough strikes to other pitches to get to that? And if he can, this guy could be a closer, an elite setup guy, but he's got stuff, and that's what you want in the bullpen. And I love the fact that they gave him an opportunity last night, one-run game. They threw him right out there in the eighth inning and said, go get him, big dog, and he was able to perform. I think the more we see that and the more he's able to do that, the more we're going to believe in him, but more importantly, the more he's going to believe in himself.
Before you go, I want to get your thoughts on what happened with the Tommy Pham situation, because that was something that's been a big talking point here today. Because I didn't really understand what was going on there, but he clearly was upset with something to the point where he made a bat flip after taking a ball four. What was your read on that, Michael?
Yeah, I think there's a lot that went into it. There's some misunderstanding. But, yeah, I think the pitch prior to that, he was jabbing with the umpire, and I don't think he liked the call. And then he ends up getting the call and flips that bat. I think Heineman says something, and I'm sure Heineman did say it to Pham, but then he said, I didn't say it to you, Pham, because Pham looks like a absolute killer when he gets mad. So it looked like Pham was going to tear his face off, kind of like that meerkat we heard earlier. So all that combined with Tommy's just – will to compete and win. I think everybody's temperatures got a little too hot. But there's something last night, guys. I don't know if you heard Donnie say, we got to have that edge about us. And I think that's something to be said. I agree. I want to be Pirates. I want to have those bench-clearing moments. I want to piss off other teams because that's who we are. And that's who we've been at our best. And I think that's something that we can learn from. I love that he said that because we want to be an irritant of sorts. We want to be a cockroach of sorts. Every team that plays this, like, not the Pirates again. And that's kind of what Tommy Pham brings. And I love that he's there last night. And honestly, right after that, they made a couple of errors and we were able to tack on some runs.
Now, Pham tweeted out after the game, complaining about I'll use some euphemisms here, complaining about a ball not being called a strike to the umpire when it's clearly below the zone and away is disrespectful not only to the umpire, but to the hitter as well. Have you ever run into a situation like that where the hitter gets mad at you because you complain about a certain pitch and he's like, how dare you do that? I know what a strike is.
I actually had the opposite where I've talked to umpire into a pitch and the hitter got mad at me and confronted me. And I said, sorry, man, like try being a little nicer next time. It kind of ended that whole conversation. He didn't know what to say. I don't think he expected that. So I didn't get mad. I didn't get frustrated. He didn't get in his face. Said, hey, it pays to be nice. So you can have it on both ends. But, yeah, like at the end of the day, the umpire has control there. The catcher's trying to talk him into a pitch. Tommy's trying to talk him out of a pitch. Whether it was a ball or strike, it doesn't matter unless the umpire calls it a ball or strike because he's got that gray area at all times and interjects himself into everything. But, yeah, that's one of those moments you just kind of look back and be like, what just happened? Really, that couldn't have just happened. And it did.
Michael, thanks for the time, man. Great stuff. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for it.
Hey, absolutely.
The biggest reasons why. It's a battle zone in here. All right.
See you, Michael. All right, Bob. You have to go now? Is that the idea?
I do.
I was going to take off
early
today.
Big Riverhounds announcement today, so we're going to go find out what that is.
And instead, you're taking off early. That's okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you had golf planned. You didn't when you came in here, but you do now. Did you get your new tires, by the way?
Tia.
What kind of answer?
$1,000 later. Okay. Yes, I did.
But they're new. You should feel good. You're safe keeping now.
Yeah. I guess.
Was the experience better than the first time when you arrived there in the morning yesterday?
Not an overall pleasant experience, Bob. That's all I'll say about that. But I hope you have a rest of the day that's as memorable as the day's been thus far. Look, you have your own bobblehead over there. You're calling the game. When are you leaving for the game? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can we get you day of game for a minute?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, you can do that.
Thank you, Bob, and congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very honored, and again, thanks you to the Washington Wild Things for making that all possible. Very honored, flattered, and hope to see you on Saturday night. I know I'll see you, but hope anyone else out there. It's going to be a good game, too. We got the Mississippi Mud Monsters. I never heard such a nickname, but it's a good one.
The Mud Monsters.
The Mud Monsters.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Bob. There goes Bob.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Guess what, Limits? Guess who else is going to host Gabe Davis?
The Bills!
The Bills, according to Jordan Schultz, are expected to host Gabe Davis on a free agent visit this week after he meets with the Steelers. Gabe Davis would be a legend in Buffalo right now if Sean McDermott hadn't allowed the Chiefs to go down the field in 13 seconds. I'm looking at the highlight right now, where the Bills go ahead by 3 points with 13 seconds left, 36-33. Now I'm depressed. Gabe Davis on that day in Kansas City in a playoff game, and the Bills would have hosted the Bengals in the AFC title game the next week, had 8 catches for 201 yards and 4 touchdowns. It's one of the greatest single playoff games in the history of the league. Unfortunately, I don't know that he equaled any of those totals last year in Jacksonville. It felt like he didn't. He was a disaster. So there's going to be competition, I guess, is the bottom line for Gabe Davis. I'm not sure he's the answer. I think him and Josh Allen worked really well together at times. He had some pretty good years there. Then he completely fell off the map last year. I guess he'd be a decent deep threat here. But I don't know, if you had a choice of this offense with Aaron Rodgers or that offense, and by the way, the Bills don't really have a number one receiver. Not that Gabe Davis would be that, but the fact they don't have a one tells you there's catches to be had there. I'm thinking he may wind up back there, honestly. That's my thought on Gabe Davis. I don't think he'd be like a clear-cut number two here. I don't think he's that.
No. No, I don't think he is. Like, he was paid to be that in Jacksonville. We see what happens when desperate organizations need significant help on the free agent market and they overpay. Because he did have some good seasons, some good games in Buffalo. I don't think he's fully a Josh Allen creation. That definitely helps. But he's more so a number three wide receiver that can stretch the field a little bit. Not somebody that you can rely on if DK Metcalf is being double teamed or especially gets hurt. So I would only want to see him on like a very short-term deal, like a one-year minimum type of contract, because Jacksonville's still paying him, but I don't think they will.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Sunny today and a high of 89, a high of Vance McDonald. Great weather for Bob's bobblehead to bobble. You can see it, by the way, online. We have it all over the place at 93.7 The Fan. It does actually look like Jay Caulfield the more I think about it, which, as Bob said, is a nice compliment to him. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right. I just saw the trailer for the Roberto Clemente documentary, and it is spectacular. I mean, it would be hard to screw up anything that has Roberto Clemente highlights in it. But this documentary really seems to be on it, and it's made, and I'm reading out of the Post-Gazette right now. It's called Clemente, made by Mount Lebanon-based filmmaker David Altraghi. I don't know how to pronounce the name, but I would like to have him on the air, Limits. Can you get him, please?
I'll do my best.
And it premieres in theaters, including national chains, and also the Lindsay Theater and the Cultural Center locally on September 12th. This thing premieres. Check out the story at postgazette.com. And that's 3 days before Roberto Clemente Day across the majors. And it'll make its television debut on the History Channel September 23rd. So I can't wait to watch it. Did you check out the trailer? I would urge you to do that, Limits, if you haven't.
I definitely will, because, I mean, you know how much I value everything that Clemente did. And the first thing I did when I went to the Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago was immediately look for the Clemente gear with my Clemente jersey. And they had the bat of his 3,000th hit. And they have newspaper clippings of his 3,000th hit. Great display in the Hall of Fame. And I'm sure that this museum highlights so much that he did as well.
I mean, I'm a documentary connoisseur. When I used to teach writing at Waynesburg University, sports writing, profile writing, I would go to the writing of movies and sometimes songs and say, listen to that. This is the way you should be thinking about writing at all times. Very short, very descriptive, to the point. Like there's not, you know, you think of a song. I would have them play their favorite music. How many lyrics does a song have? It's like basically a poem, and yet it says a lot. So let's listen to those lyrics. And then the same for documentaries. I pay attention a lot to the writing, and this starts out just awesome. And then the interviews obviously spice it up. I saw Michael Keaton is interviewed in this. Bunches of prominent people are, and the highlights are just phenomenal. So I can't wait to watch this, the Lindsay Theater and Cultural Center on September 12th, and then the History Channel September 23rd, Clemente, the documentary. Man, that's going to be awesome. In the meantime, Limits, there's all kinds of things going on here. The Morgan Wallen concert, you like him, or is it Wallen?
Well, it's Wallen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I already got it wrong. My daughter was at that concert Friday in Cleveland. Did you go?
A friend and I thought about going, but we saw the price of the tickets, and I also hosted Friday night. We were thinking about going Saturday.
Yeah.
And we saw $500 at the last chance to get them. So we said, no, we're not going to do it.
I guess it was unbelievable.
It looked really cool.
Yeah. Like a great, great show.
Well, he was here at PNC Park last year and did two shows.
Did you go to that?
Again, thought about going and ultimately did not go due to the price of the tickets. I've been to one concert, Joe. Remember, it's the Jimmy Buffett concert.
With the whole family, yes.
Then I count the McAfee event kind of like a concert too, because Wiz Khalifa performed, Snoop performed, Jelly Roll performed. So I count that as like kind of a second.
Ed Helinski on the mailbag asks, in your estimation, which on-the-bubble Steelers have trade value and could be moved from now until the final cutdown? Limits, I said one comes to mind is Skylar Thompson. I don't know. It's a quarterback desperate lead. If people are talking about the Browns trading Kenny Pickett, then surely Skylar Thompson could get you a seventh round pick, right?
I would hope so. And that's the first name that popped into my mind when you said it, too. I don't know. Are you going to get a seventh for a guy that was signed by the Steelers on the free agent market where everyone had the chance to get him and he looked okay in the second preseason game? Is that first preseason game enough to want a team to give up a pick like that? I don't know. They might just try to opt to get him over the waiver wire.
A man who calls himself Polish Yinzer asked me a question. Joe, do you think it's possible for Tommy Pham to share his optometrist with Henry Davis, who is 7 for his last 59 and routinely misses fastballs right down the middle? Well, Henry Davis hit one of those balls last night and got a double, and he also had a sacrifice fly, but yes, I think it's a wonderful idea if Tommy Pham would give up that number. Do you?
I think it would be very noble of Tommy Pham to give it up.
It would. And the way Tommy Pham is going with his Twitter interactions today with the fan base, he may need an act of goodwill to save him at this point.
I don't think anything's going to save him. I don't think anything's going to save Tommy Pham.
He just can't help himself. Has anybody else gotten on Tommy Pham's case, and has he responded?
So I've been looking at the replies for Tommy Pham. And, oh boy, it looks like he has actually put out another one.
Let's hear it.
As somebody by the name of Gary Sheffield Jr., who I'm guessing is Gary Sheffield's son. He's the host for Yankees podcast. It might be. I'm not 100% saying that. But the Tommy Pham tweet about bitching about a ball not being called a strike to the umpire when it's clearly below the zone. Gary Sheffield Jr. says, there's no way this is a real tweet. Can't complain about the zone out of respect for Tommy Pham. Yeah, folks, complaining about the zone pitching to Barry Bonds. What makes you special? Get out your emotions and into your common sense, he says to Tommy Pham. Tommy Pham responds, I respect your dad, not you. Even text and talk to OG next time. Look at the pretext of the event before you comment stupidly. Now let me send this to OG so he can talk to you. And then he responded 20 minutes later, Pops just gave me the green light to you. Should know what that means.
Wow.
Pops just gave me the green light to you. You should know what that means.
Who sent that? Tommy or?
Tommy Pham said that back to Gary Sheffield Jr.
My God. I respect your dad, but not you.
Oh my gosh.
If I could recommend some reading for the rest of the day out there for everybody, it would be go to Tommy Pham's Twitter site. The interaction with people is incredible. After his legendary bat flip, after a walk, that may have to make the Pirates season of highlights or lowlights. I'm not sure which. It's the first time, you know, you go back to the season opener, the first time I've ever seen a guy break his leg on a home run trot. That was Nick Gonzalez, although I guess it was already broken. And also the first time I've ever seen a flipped bat on a walk. Thank you, Limits. Good night.
All right, Joe. Good night to you as well. See you tomorrow.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.